Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's been called the most developable property on the Rose Kennedy Greenway. And when you're on the park created after the central artery was torn down and buried underground, you can see why. Right now, that property houses what may be the ugliest building in view, a 1,400-car parking garage that forms a wall of concrete between Boston Harbor and one of the most central parts of the Greenway. The owners of the Harbor Garage, as it's called, have proposed tearing the building down and building two new skyscrapers in its place. But the city of Boston has opposed that idea so far. It says the proposed towers are too tall. This morning, the property's owner came back to the city with a new plan that reduces the height of the towers. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by Don Shafaro, who is a partner in the proposed development. But first, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at the unveiling of the new design today and is here to talk about this latest plan. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
Kurt, let's start with appearance, because that's really been a huge part of what this is all about. The original plan called for two towers, one more slender and taller than the other one,
sure,
with a big opening that led from the Greenway to the New England Aquarium and down to Boston Harbor. What does the Shafaro Company's new design look like?
Well, it's still two towers, but they're lower. So one is higher. That highest one is 615 feet high at its highest point, but it's sort of like the tippy top. It's much more angled rather than two sort of square, you know, rectangular towers going up. They have these sort of cut-out designs and sloped surfaces. A lot of that's done so that people in the harbor towers next door and other stakeholders along the way have better sight lines, and it improves visibility in certain ways. And that's one hand what they've really done. But essentially, it's two towers, one higher than the other, but it's got more of a modern and more nuanced design that may make it easier for other people along there to support it.
So some of the concern about the past design was it might cast shadows on the Greenway, it might block Harbor Tower residents' view of the harbor, and this is designed to try to address some of those and not make the whatever that problem might have been quite as bad.
To a certain extent.
I should note that we have pictures online at wbur.org/Boston, where people can see it there. Kurt, lowering the highest point of this new design to 615 feet, I believe is about 20% shorter than the developer's initial design. So they lopped off a fifth, a good amount. But it's still three times the height limit that the city has set for Greenway development in that location. So on one hand, it's a significant gesture to lower the scale. On the other hand, the city and the developers are still worlds apart. Are they too far apart to be able to reach a compromise?
You know, it's just talking about the height sort of makes it very unidimensional. I think what you have to remember is sort of step back from the, you know, so many feet here, so many feet there, and realize that this is about a design. It's about a development. And this is what I think Shafaro and his partner, Ted Otis, have done something kind of interesting. So it's not just that they've shortened it and sort of angled some of the views and so on. They're proposing more thorough development of the land that's adjacent to it, sort of between here and between the property and the New England Aquarium. And so just one example is that there's this IMAX theater on the waterfront, kind of blocks some of the view.
Kind of boxy.
Right. They want to move that. The idea is to move that inside the towers so that that actually opens up more sight along the water. And there would be also some other changes along the way there. And so you still have those two buildings. You have kind of a narrow corridor, but next to it, you have a very wide open space where you can see the water. And Morning Edition host Bob Oakes recently went out there to sort of measure how much of the waterfront you can see from the Greenway, and it's not very much. This would improve that. And also the base of the towers would be very transparent. The design, as they're suggesting, is sort of a winter garden, you know, glass design, so that you know, besides there being a building there, you can actually see through and more light makes through.
So it kind of creates a lot of windows that break up that blockiness and let it in.
So I think that's sort of the bigger difference that really has nothing to do with height.
Now, you mentioned moving the IMAX, which is now at the New England Aquarium. Is the New England Aquarium on board with this and any other parties that might have to be involved?
Well, not explicitly. I mean, there was nobody there from the aquarium this morning at the unveiling, but and I'm sure Don can tell you more about this in a minute, but the folks at the Shafaro Company have spoken with the aquarium folks and other stakeholders around there, because this is more of a complex, if you want to call it, development of that area. I mean, any development is complex, but this is where you actually have to get a lot of agreement from different stakeholders to try to do something like this, because there are a lot of interests involved there. And so I think that's a more complex involvement, but on the other hand, it has the advantage of bringing a lot of other stakeholders in, so that if Don Chiafaro and his partner are able to get broad support for this, then you actually have sort of a coalition with an idea that goes to the city and the redevelopment authority to try to do this. It's not just as some people like to portray it, a Don Chiafaro versus Tom Menino decision.
So Don Chiafaro, who's with us and we'll hear from very shortly, we'll be able to talk about that. And Kurt, thank you very much for giving us this overview. Kurt Nikisch is WBUR's business and technology reporter. Joining us now to discuss the newest ideas and the continuing impasse over the development on the site is Don Chiafaro. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Mr. Chiafaro.
Thank you, Sasha.
So as Kurt and I just talked about, your new plan, although you've lowered it, is still significantly higher than the limits set by the BRA for this parcel. And the city seems to have said somewhat firmly that about 200 feet or so is where they think it should be. So you're still up in the 600 range. Why not go shorter to get closer to that 200 they say they want?
Well, it's impossible for us to build a building on that site that's 200 feet that works. So it's just not economically feasible. I think the important thing, and Kurt really touched on it, it's not just about height. It's about the whole design and whether the building, the project, as contemplated, meets and addresses the objectives and the concerns of the city, the Greenway recommendations, the Greenway plan, but also the aspirations of the Greenway in the very first place. So I think we have to look at more than just the height of the building. I mean, we've lowered the height of the building by 180 feet. We've made the project several hundred thousand square feet smaller. But we went through an extensive process with our neighbors and the stakeholders in the area and architects from the city over a 14-month period to listen to what the concerns were to begin to address the concerns, but really to listen to what the aspirations were. And this is really a unique site, a tremendous opportunity, and one that we shouldn't miss, the most important site in the Greenway, on the water, in the heart of the financial district, in the heart of the waterfront, where we really have the opportunity to make a statement, to make an architectural statement, but also to make a statement about what we think about, how we think about ourselves as a city, and how we think about the future of our city.
Listeners, we have Don Chiafaro in the studio, and he has proposed a new design this morning for a substantial new pair of skyscrapers that would be built down near the New England Aquarium, what is now the Harbor Garage. We want to know what you think about the proposal to build these two towers along the Rose Kennedy Greenway. You can see pictures of them on our website, wbur.org/radioboston. We also want to know if you're familiar with the Harbor Garage and if you'd like to see it go, and if seeing it replaced by a 600-foot building is what you think would be a good use of that site. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And Mr. Chiafaro, we have a comment that's already come in on our website. It's from a listener named John, and he says this: the original design was not right for the location, but it was much more visually pleasing. The new one looks like it was designed by committee. The plans for the ground look promising. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that John makes a good point. I like the original design, but I have to tell you, I love this design as well. And he is absolutely correct. The ground level, almost entirely, the comments from the stakeholders and the people that we talked to over 14 months focused on how the building met the ground. So we really have spent a lot of time, and we've done a lot of work to try to address those concerns. So there'll be a high level of transparency where there is none today. There's no public space on that garage site. There is no transparency on the garage site. There's very little retail on the garage site. That's all going to change. There'll be a 75-foot opening, a grand opening in the center of the project that will snake through the project. So there'll be accessibility and there'll be permeability from all of the four sides of the project. Plus, there'll be transparency where there isn't any today. The only opportunity to see the water in the area from Rusher Wharf all the way to the Marriott Hotel, there is a slight 50 foot opening in front of Rose Wharf. That's it.
That archway.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's the only place where you could be in the middle of Montana and see more water than you can on the Greenway.
So you're saying with your new design, it, even though it's a big building, there's enough sort of light and windows that you could be on one side and sort of still see daylight streaming through to the other.
Sure.
It doesn't create an impenetrable wall.
Sure. If your reader, if your listeners will go to the website where you've posted the public realm picture of the area in front of the aquarium, you can see Milk Street and one side of the proposed project where there is a 40-foot winter garden, public space that has an IMAX theater, all glass. And so you'd be able to see the water.
One of the design elements of the previous plan, the one that's been replaced by today's plan, was this architectural connection on the top of the two towers. And I believe that changed the walkway to the water. These were elements of the original design that people actually really liked very much. So why change that? Was that simply to get the height down?
Yeah, the sky bridge, a sky arch, as it was originally called, was actually a thought that came from the BRA. In the original design, it was 100 feet above the building. So one of the things we did was to reduce that height. And I want to point out that the existing building that we have now, the new design, falls within the regulatory envelope that the FAA and Massport has suggested. So
the height.
The height, exactly. So it fits within the regulations, and that's not. And I'm not suggesting that it's 200 feet. It isn't 200 feet. It's bigger. There are portions of the building that are 350 feet, and there are others that are 400 feet and 500 feet. So there are different elements of the building.
But clarify for me, if the city is saying it can't be 200 and it's now 600, how does it fit within the height requirement? How does it fit within the requirements you just referenced?
What I just referenced were the federal FAA guidelines and Massport, the state guidelines, as they relate to the airspace.
So that the building doesn't interfere with flight plans.
Right. So that's, I mean, there are a number of different regulatory authorities that govern ideas that go into creating a building. FAA, Massport, Chapter 91, state regulations. This building is designed to meet the spirit of the state regulations as well.
Mr. Shafaro, we're talking with Don Shafaro, who's a Boston developer who this morning unveiled his latest plan for what has for a long time been a controversial waterfront complex on the Greenway. This is right near the New England Aquarium, and his plan would put two skyscrapers there. They would replace the current concrete boxy harbor garage. We have a call from Marcel, who actually lives on the waterfront. Hi, Marcel.
Hi. The Greenway study right now developed a 200 limit in order to keep a low profile at the waterfront so that everybody could enjoy the view and not have a large building obstructing view from other parts of the financial district. Many other cities keep waterside structures low in order to enhance that vista as one approaches both from the water and also as the buildings further inland can view the sea.
Thanks for that, Marcel. Don Shafaro, your comment on that?
Hi, Marcel. She must not still be on the phone. I know.
I think he is still with us.
Marcel, I understand your comment, and I understand the points of the Greenway study. But there are a number of aspirations for the Greenway study, and one of them is to create an opening so that people can actually see the water as they walk along the Greenway. And that situation can't be remedied unless you do a redevelopment of the garage site. So now, I don't think anybody, including the people who live at Harbor Towers, have ever suggested that the garage is an architectural piece that ought to be preserved. So the next question then becomes, okay, if we're going to change it, what can we do? So we have suggested a plan that is economically feasible, financially feasible, and has a program that is feasible. And it also, by the way, addresses some of the concerns that you and others at Harbor Towers have raised about their views, not of the water, because it doesn't affect the views of the water, but the views back toward the city.
I should add here that we invited city officials to come on the show today and talk about this, and they declined to do that. So we don't have the city weighing in today for that reason. We have another caller, Peter from Cambridge, who raises another interesting development-related proposal. Hi, Peter.
Hi. The reason I called was just getting out of the box for a moment there. Wondered, John, if you would consider doing the Filene's project, which is a development site which it needs a developer and would be a good thing for the city of Oz.
And this, of course, refers to the former Filene's basement site, which has been a giant hole in the ground in the heart of Boston for quite some time. Don Shafaro, I wonder if you'd address that, and particularly in regard to financing, because the developers of that site that say they can't get the financing to do it. So I wonder if you could also address whether you think you can get the financing to do what you want to do on the waterfront.
Well, I think I want to address the question with this kind of an answer. I happen to know the developers of that site, certainly the New York developers, as well as the local developer. They're highly competent, professional people. and I'm sure that the situation is not something that they enjoy being involved in. Having said that, I think it's going to change. There are certainly lots of evidence in the market that that the market is opening up so that a project like that, in some variation, in some iteration with modifications, could go forward. As for whether I would help, I would do anything that I could to be supportive or constructive for either that development or anything that the city or the mayor, for that matter, asked or would like to see done, because I think the Filene's project is a real shame, and it's in everybody's best interest to see that it gets resolved.
And on the harbor project you're proposing, do you think that if this thing got approved, you could get financing?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, it's a project that our partners, Prudential Insurance at International Place, are our partners at the Harbor Garage. Now, we're several a year or so or two away from approval, and the market's getting better all the time. So I think, now remember, we've been doing this for 40 years. We've been in good markets and bad markets in the past. The market is getting better. There'll be a market for hotel space and office space.
The other enormous piece of this, of course, has been that, to a great degree, this seems to have become a personal battle between you and Mayor Menino, who opposes this project. So I'm wondering two things. Why do you think this conflict seems to have become so heightened, so hot? And then second, have you met with Menino or the BRA about the proposal you unveiled this morning?
Let me answer the first question first, which is, I don't know. I can tell you, as for the mayor, I don't know. The mayor has done a great job in this city. I have tremendous respect for the things that he's done and the things that he's done very well. I would love the opportunity to work with him. And actually, I think our new proposal gives him an opportunity to step forward and provide the kind of leadership that we need to break the logjam. I mean, for me, it's hard to understand and very difficult to explain why a project to redevelop the garage that you call ugly, that I agree with, that will provide $1.8 billion of economic stimulus, create new taxes where tax revenue is sorely needed, and create jobs, why that hasn't been front and center on the BRA's agenda. So that's what we're looking for.
And have you talked with the mayor or the city or the BRA?
I haven't talked with the mayor. I'm looking forward to that opportunity. But I did get a call from the BRA last Friday at the end of the day, asking if we could come over. We couldn't. It was the end of the day. I had a previous commitment. I expect that we're going to have a meeting this week. And I think one actually has been scheduled later on in the week. I hope it's the beginning of a constructive dialogue.
Don Shafaro, thank you for coming on Radio Boston. Don Shafaro is hoping to develop a new billion-dollar project near the Rose Kennedy Greenway. For pictures of that proposal, you can go to our website, wbur.org/Boston. And I want to reiterate that we had asked city officials to come on the show today to talk about this, and they declined to do that. After the break, Bill Clinton and marijuana. They're both on the Massachusetts campaign trail. We'll take you there, too, with Radio Boston's Political Roundtable. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.